Anthony, you've had it going lately, especially, you know, second half today, you had it going. What was the mindset going into this one, and how important was it?
I mean, honestly, if you look at the season, came back from injury, you know, had a couple warm-up games, and then I had the Loyola and the Bucknell game. You know, Kogat played a different role. You know, they wanted the ball in my hands, so I just tried to facilitate. And then I got hurt, so then when I came back, it was like a couple games I had to like get myself back. I feel more healthy than I have been. So obviously the shots, you know, getting extra shots up and stuff like that helps all the time. So the ball's just going through the net for now.
Anthony, I mean, you really, your role is not to be understated on this team. You know, even coming off the bench, Nico and Otto both got into foul trouble. Nico earlier on in the game and Otto later on in the game. Did that add any more pressure for you to know that, you know, I got to give the team the size that they need with Malcolm and Andrew both out from injury and the two other bigs being in foul trouble?
I mean, this year, I will say, has been definitely a different year for me. Last year, I was more, you know, put in my position, you know, solely because we had older guys and stuff like that. And we didn't have a lot of injuries last year. This year, we've been, you know, it's been unforgiving with injuries. You know, we got Malcolm, who's a big part of our team. He's out. That's our enforcer. Even the two bigs, they play hard. So, you know, you gotta take some of the fouls that they get. But I've been called upon to just, and I've accepted it. Like me and Coach Jones, we talked about it. Like when I decided to come back after I was in the portal, like it was whatever I need you to do, you got to do it. And when I made that promise to him, I told him I was gonna hold true to that. So if he needs me to play the five, the one, the two, it doesn't matter. Like at the end of the day, it's basketball.
Anthony, just winning five games down the stretch to get the number two speed. Speaking for the team, what did that do bringing you into this tournament, for momentum, that kind of thing?
It did a lot. You know, the younger guys, they feel like they belong, you know, now, especially after we go on a five-game winning streak, they're like, oh, we're here. Like, and especially as a young player, like, that's very fulfilling. And then ultimately, like, me and Miles try to enforce to the guys, like, all right, great, we're the two seed. The two seed don't get us an automatic win. So even though we're at home, you know, there was two teams that came in early in the season and got wins here that, you know, we let our foot off the gas. And this time, when we got that lead, we looked at each other and we were like, we're not letting it happen again, especially at this time where, you know, if you lose, you go home. So.
Speaking of not losing that lead, you guys had a really strong first half, but they ended on a 7-0 run. What did you guys talk about at halftime, and how important was it to have a strong first 4 minutes in the second?
Speaking on the end of that half, I think me myself, I took a couple quick ones. They were going under ball screens, so you know, I feel like I'm a good shooter, so I shot a couple quick ones. Mm-hmm. I could have been better. There was a couple other people who took some, like isolation wise. And when we go through spurts like that, like if we're not hitting those shots, like everybody on the court feels like, oh, like he's shooting, like he's not swinging the rock. So it's like defensively, like there might be a couple of lapses because people are out of it. So we just got to be better at just playing together as a team throughout the whole game and not have those like, oh, you get a shot, I get a shot. Like those type of moments, those are what kill you.
Anthony, you guys started 1-for-8 from the field. Navy started 1-for-7. There was a lack of scoring, to say the least, in the first couple of minutes. I mean, obviously, you as an older guy, I'm assuming, didn't have this as much. But did you guys kind of feel nervous in the first couple of minutes? Is that why it took you a little bit of time for both teams to settle in? Kind of walk me through that.
I mean, if you look at they were on a hot streak. We were on a hot streak winning-wise. And it's clearly because we picked up our defense. So I wouldn't say it was butterflies or anything like that. I mean, obviously that might be a little bit part of it. But at the end of the day, it's just two teams that have grown defensively. And, you know, especially at the beginning of the game, you have all that energy. And you can, like, if you want to fight over a ball screen, you got that energy to fight over a ball screen. I mean, later down in the game, like, you have to dig deeper to get that. But I think kudos to them, like, they've improved extremely since the last time we played them, and you can obviously see it. And big part of it is because of their defense.
How would you assess your defensive performance? You were matched up on number 11 Donovan Draper for most of the game when he was on the court. Held him to just 5 points on 2-for-8 shooting. How would you assess your game defensively?
The coaches have been on me a lot. They've always told me that I'm gifted offensively, and if I like, there's times where I'm a little bit out of it, you know, not because I'm a bigger guy, so I kind of like. I try to be efficient with my movement instead of just like I was today, flying around and making a bigger impact. But they were on me all week about it. They were saying that defensively I need to be locked in because I can do a lot of things and I can help. Like if somebody's late on the screen, I can like get to that and like make the defense as a whole more complete. So they've just been on me and I just try to, you know, obviously do what they're telling me, especially down the stretch, because I don't want to have any regrets of anything happening. So
was it Lehigh? Did you guys with that final?
Yeah, we got Lehigh.
Good. That'll be a good one Sunday.
Yeah. What are your thoughts going into that? You know, you've had two really close games against them.
I didn't play the first one. Mm-hmm. The second one we had a close one. Obviously we know it's gonna be a dogfight. We got to lock into the personnel better than we did this game. You know, I think we did a pretty good job. But we talked a lot about McDonald. He got 14 points, 6-for-9, 2-for-5 from three. So, and we went over that. We couldn't let their shooters get off, and one of them did. And then obviously Benini, he's gonna get his. Like, he has the ball the whole game. We just try to crowd him. He's so quick and, you know, like shifty, and he's little, so he can like squeeze in the, like, in between two people like nobody else really can in the league. So, and he's really good at drawing contact and getting fouls, and he's in his free throw. So, yeah, I mean, he had a tremendous year, so I commend him for that.
You got dinged up, I think it was with either 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. One kind of landed awkwardly. You were holding on your right knee, walked very gingerly off the court, but you came back on like 2-3 minutes later. Yeah. How's the knee?
Oh, it's fine. I just, you know, I tried to make a play. I blew the play up. He tried to drive Benini, and you know he's a smaller guy, so like he tried to get low, and he hit, it was a little bit of knee to knee, but. I mean, none that's going to keep me out from playing, so I'm fine.
And the last question for me, and Henry already touched upon the Lehigh game that's coming up. I just want to go back and reemphasize the team's growth. The team has come a long way. And, I mean, it was the first playoff game for a good amount of the players on your squad. So my question to you is how would you assess kind of the growth of the team and, you know, being obviously a good enough group to hold the second seed game here at Case and coming out on top in the first round?
Yeah, I would say first, I'll give credit to Coach Jones. You know, he talked to us at the beginning of the week. He said, do all your thinking now, you know, before you go to sleep, envision yourself in the game, mentally prepare yourself for the game, because he knows that, especially as a younger player, like you get into that moment, and if you haven't thought about it, it's sometimes the moment's too big. So he emphasized that all of us go back, you know, go to our rooms at night, and before we go to bed, envision it. So then when we get to that game, there's not that many butterflies, and, you know, we can just perform how we've been performing. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said to that last question about the 1-for-8 and the 1-for-7 is that I don't think it was butterflies, because I think everybody did their homework on our team, at least. Mm-hmm. We all did our homework, and, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't even fall through the hoop, and sometimes they just play good defense.
Thank
That's
you
all for me.
No Thank problem. You,
Anthony.
Thank you.
Good luck, Anthony. Good luck on Sunday.
Yep.